Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Okay, today when we organize your room, we are going to be organizing all of the toys, any hobbies that you have, or your passions. This will by far be the longest and hardest organizing day you'll have when you organize your bedroom, but it will teach you the most about how to organize this space and every space for the rest of your life. So get prepared to do a little bit of work today. You might want to listen to this podcast more than once, and it may take you a couple of times of going through this to really understand the process that I'm going to teach you. Now, when we did clothing, it was a little bit easier for me to give you some general categories like clothes that fit you, but you don't like them. Everybody understands what I mean when I say that, or your favorite clothes. Everybody knows immediately what I say when I say that. But today, since we're talking about toys and passions and hobbies, I mean, there are so many possibilities because I'm speaking specifically to girls that are 7 to 17. And if you're 17, just think about what you liked when you were 7. It's totally different than what you like today when you're 17, right? And even when you were 10 and 12 and 14, you had different things that you liked. So as women, you're becoming women, we have a lot of things we like to do. And we're good at doing multiple things at the same time, which is why your mom is great at having the house and taking care of you and probably doing some kind of a job and her own hobbies and being a wife and taking care of your other siblings. Like, there are a lot of different things she does every single day. And there are probably a lot of different passions and hobbies that she has as well. She may not do them all very much, but she has a lot of different things that she likes to do. So it would make sense that you would have a lot of those things as well, because you are preparing to be a woman one day. And so you have your room to take care of and your schoolwork to do. You may have another job that you do on the side. You may be doing volunteering. You may be in a sport. You may be in an after-school activity. You have friends. You have school functions to go to, like dances. And then on top of all of that, you have toys, hobbies, and passions that you like to do that are not related to your job or your friends or your sports, right? So you have these extra things. So in order for us to really get these areas organized, we have to do quite a few things. First of all, we have to determine what are your favorite toys, passions, or hobbies right now. Like, and this may even change seasonally. Like, if it's summertime when you're listening to this podcast, then your favorite things right now might be riding your bike and going to the pool and playing outside and, I don't know, those summertime activities. But if you're listening to this podcast and it's the middle of the winter, then some of your favorite things might be watching a movie with popcorn, you know, listening to all of your music and organizing all of your digital music, or making videos inside, or playing board games, or building forts and having imaginative play in your basement, like to make this big elaborate play world over your winter break from school. So there are a lot of different things you like to do, and I'm sure there are some things you like to do in the summer that you don't do in the winter, and some things you like to do in the winter that you don't like to do in the summer. Now, there's also favorite toys that you've had that you play, and even though you know you've kind of outgrown them, like they're really not your thing anymore, but if your younger cousins come over, you for sure play with that toy. So let's say you're 12 years old and you used to play baby dolls all the time. Like, you had the little baby bed and you could feed the baby and you had a little stroller to walk the baby in, and you have different clothes for the baby, and you had the whole setup for playing mommy with baby. And now that you're 12, maybe you don't do that anymore. Maybe you do. I did when I was 12. I still played with my baby dolls, but maybe you don't. But when your cousins come over, let's say they're, you know, 9, 7, and 5, and they come over to play, well, they love to play baby doll, and you have all the baby doll stuff. And so you pull it out, and you guys play baby doll while they're there. And then when they leave, you don't play that again until they come over the next time. And then there may be some other things that are like, you got them as a gift and you're not really ready for them yet. You don't know if it'll be something that you want to do in the future, but it's not something you want to do right now. Like, let's say again, you're 12 and you got a whole bunch of jewelry making stuff at the holidays, but you don't really make jewelry. Like, you don't string beads and make your own jewelry, but it's a pretty cool gift, and you just haven't had the time to sit down and make jewelry, or maybe you don't have the patience, or nobody will sit down and do it with you. But it's not like you don't like it. You might do it someday. Like, maybe you would do it if a babysitter came over, or if your grandma came over, or if it was rainy for 3 days in a row and you were looking for something to do, then you might figure out how to use this jewelry thing. Okay, each of those things that I mentioned are different categories of toys, hobbies, and passions. They're the ones that you like to do right now. Like, it's summertime, you need flashlights and bug catchers and your bike because it's summertime and you're going to use those things all the time. But in the wintertime, you don't need flashlights and bug catchers because you're not catching any bugs in the middle of the winter, right? Even though when summer comes around again, you definitely will be doing that again. Then there are the things that you used to love to do and have all of the stuff for, like playing baby dolls, but you don't do it all the time, only when your cousins come over. And then there are the things you have that you might do when you get a little bit older or you get bored, but you don't do them right now. All three of those things, the baby dolls and the bug catcher fleshlight thing and the jewelry, should not be stored in your bedroom because they are not what you are playing with today. I only want the toys, passions, and hobbies in your bedroom that if I said, go to your room and play, you would go to your room and you would play with this thing today. Like, you would be like, okay, great. Here are the three things I put in my room and I will play any three of those things. So I'm going to walk you through that in a minute. So I want you to stop and think. If you were only allowed to play with three things for the next month, like your mom said, you have to pack up three of your toys, hobbies, or passions into this suitcase, and we are going on a month-long trip, and this is the only toys that you'll have for 3 months, what would you pack? So I want you to really think about it. What are the things that you love to play every day? Like, as soon as you get home from school, what's the thing that you want to play with or the thing that you want to do? When you go to bed every night, what is the thing that you want to play with or you want to do before you go to bed? Like I read a book. So maybe there's a favorite book that you like to read every day. And maybe you get home after school and you love to do art. And maybe on the weekends, you don't have enough time to do it during the week, but on the weekends, you love to build a gigantic fort every single weekend. And then you crawl under there with a book and you read a good book. What are the things that you always do after school, before bed, and on the weekends? Those are your three current biggest passions. I know for my daughter, her animals are her biggest passion. So she has two hamsters and a gerbil. And so they obviously are in the bedroom and everything that goes along with them is in the bedroom. So that's one of her big passions. So it might not be a thing that you like can buy at the store, a toy. It may be an animal. It may be something with your imagination. Like, it may look like a pile of rocks to your mom, but in your mind, these rocks are all little, you know, futuristic people or something. I don't know. You know what it is you like to play. I want you to write that on a piece of paper. And I want you to go get three laundry baskets, if your family has three laundry baskets that you can get. And I want you to pile the stuff for each of those passions in each of the laundry baskets. So for my daughter, all the animal stuff would go in one basket. And then maybe books would go in another basket. And then maybe in another basket, you might put in there Barbie dolls, because that's the thing that you always play. Books, Barbie dolls, and pet stuff. Now, when you have all that stuff in those baskets, take a deep breath. Everything else is going out of your room. Every other toy, every other hobby, every other passion is going out of your room. So when I do this with my kids, we have a loft in our house. So it's not a bedroom. It's like an open room upstairs and there's nothing in it. So when I really do this with my kids, they can put all of their stuff from their bedroom in that loft. You're going to have to ask your mom where you can move this stuff to. And you have to either put it somewhere else or put it back in your bedroom before the end of the day. So when you're going to do this, you better have the whole entire day to do it. Okay. Or have mom listen to the podcast and see if she'll help you. So you're going to move everything out. So let's say you've done like my daughter and you've picked animal stuff, you've picked books, and you've picked Barbie dolls. Then That means that baby dolls and Polly Pockets and board games and magic tricks and arts and crafts, all of that is going out of your bedroom, outside of your bedroom somehow, even if it's just stacked in boxes right outside of your door in that hallway. Like, just get it out of the room so that you can see what's left in your bedroom. Now, hopefully you have at least one bookshelf or cube system in there in your bedroom. And I want you to look at the bookshelf you have. Now, you probably have already filled one, maybe two shelves with the school and office stuff that I told you about in the last podcast. But you probably have two, three, maybe four shelves that are still empty. Same with the cubes. Let's say you had 10 cubes. Maybe two or three are full of your work or school stuff, but probably like six or seven of the cubes are still empty. So your job is to take your three passions, your three baskets of stuff you decided to keep, and fit those in the cubes or on the bookshelf. So if you decided to keep animal stuff, that might fit three cubes or two shelves on the bookshelf full of animal stuff. You have bedding, you have toys, you have treats, you have little, fleece, all different stuff that goes with the animals. Then another thing that in this scenario we picked was books. Now, you might have hundreds of books. You might have five books. If you have hundreds of books and it's okay with your mom, you don't have to keep hundreds of books in your bedroom. You could keep your 5 to 10 favorite. You could keep just the series that you're reading about right now. You could keep just your library books. So you probably need one cubby or just half a bookshelf for those books. And then the other thing we talked about was Barbies. So you probably are going to have two or three cubbies of Barbies or one or two shelves on your bookshelf with Barbies. Now, you're going to want to put those in like bins, some kind of a bin that you could put all the Barbies in one bin, all the clothes in another bin, and then probably all of like the cars and stuff she drives and stuff like that in another bin. Now, if you're doing Barbie, you probably have some kind of a house that she goes in, even if it's not a Barbie house. You might be using a different kind of house, but you probably have like a house or a kitchen or a car or something you play Barbie with. So that's going to be on the floor next to the bookshelf or next to the cubbies, because you're going to need that also in order to play Barbie. And if you have all that animal stuff, then you're also going to have the cages and the animals in your room as well. So you're going to have to fit those things in. All right, so I'm checking my notes. All right, so now at this point, this has probably taken you at least a couple of hours to figure out what your three things are, to put them on the cubbies and the bookshelves, and get that all organized how you want in your bedroom. But you are not done yet. Now you have to deal with everything that you took outside of your bedroom. And this is a different kind of organization, because the stuff that you took out of your bedroom, you may not be keeping at all, or you may be keeping in storage and not like in general playing area. So once your bedroom is working the way you like it, then you can determine how much more space you have in your bedroom. Maybe you have room for one more passion or toy in your bedroom. Maybe you have enough room so you can add in Polly Pockets, or you can add in a small art area. You know, you have a cubby left that you can put art things in your bedroom. So if you have the room and you want to put one more toy or passion in your room, go ahead and do that. Then we're going to head on out and look at everything else that you've taken out of your room. And if this is the first time you've done this in a long time, I'm just going to tell you, this could take 2 or 3 hours. So make sure you have enough time. This is a good time to go get a snack, maybe get something to drink. Maybe you want to watch a quick TV show, get a little bit of energy back before you go back and tackle the rest. All right, the first thing we're going to do when we look at everything else that's left that's not in our bedroom is I want you to purge anything that is broken or old or you don't want. So maybe you're going through and you have a couple of old dolls and you're ready to get rid of those, or you find something broken, or you know how to get rid of stuff that you don't want anymore. So get rid of those things. Then I want you to look and see what's left. I want you to look at it and I want you to see, is there anything there that you just don't want anymore? You're ready to donate it. Like, you used to really love Little List Pet Shop. Like, you remember all these great things about Little List Pet Shop, but you haven't played it in 3 years and you're never going to play Little List Pet Shop again, and none of your siblings want it. So you're going to donate that. So put all the pieces together in a Ziploc bag and put that in the pile to get rid of. And remember, what we do when we want to get rid of things is we ask mom if we can get rid of it, if she wants it, and if any of our siblings want it. And if not, then just ask her to put it in her donate pile. The second thing I want you to look for is, what are the things that are there that you don't want them in your bedroom, but you do want them? And this is exactly what would happen with all of the baby doll stuff. So you're no longer playing baby doll, which was a lot of stuff. It was a bed. It was a high chair. It was the doll. It was the clothes. It was a little carrying thing. It was a stroller. Like, it's a ton of stuff. And if your cousins come over or they spend the night, you want to pull that out and play with it the entire time. But you don't want it in your bedroom and you don't want to play with it like next weekend, then that's when you take all of that and you try to make it in as small of a container as possible. This is where you're going to need your mom's help. And what I suggest is, if you go to Walmart, you can get these really big clear bins. I think they're 62 gallon. That's the size they are. But it's like the size of kind of like a really fat suitcase, but they're clear. And you could put a lot in there. Like, you could put the doll and the clothes and probably even the stroller, if you have a little one, would fit in there. And you put a lid on that, and then you just put the baby bed and the high chair on top of it. And that stacked in the storage room would not take up a lot of, well, it'll take up space, but at least it would be organized in the storage room. And you could pull that out when your cousins are over and put it back neatly when they're done. So you're not making a mess of your mom's storage room. And you know exactly what you have and where you have it. If you could get smaller bins for some of your smaller things, like let's say you decide to save your Polly Pockets for when your cousins come over, then you just need a small bin with a lid. And the big one, the 62-gallon one at Walmart, I think it's like a little bit less than $6. So it's not super expensive. It is if you buy a lot of them, but not if you just buy a couple. So let's say you're going to save baby stuff. You're going to save Polly Pockets. You're going to save board games. You're going to save dress up. Like, maybe you don't do dress up anymore, but you do dress up a couple times a year. But you don't need to have it in your bedroom. Then you're going to put those in a box and you're going to label them and you're going to put them in the storage room if it's okay with your mom. Then you're going to have another category of things that are out there in the hallway. And these are things that you would not play with your cousins when they come over, or the neighbor kids when they come over. They're things that you are never going to play with again, but you really don't want to get rid of them. So they're memory things, things that have memories for you. And my question is, could you take a picture and write a story about that thing instead of saving the object? So, like, let's say it's Littlest Pet Shop. You're not going to play Littlest Pet Shop again, even with your cousins. But you loved all the stories, and you had some of those that were super your favorites. So what I would do is put all the Littlest Pet Shop stuff out and take a couple pictures. And then maybe pick out your favorite five animals that you played with all the time. And donate all the rest. And maybe just keep those five plus the pictures and write a story about it. And then you can either keep those little five Littlest Pet Shops like on your dresser in your bedroom if you want to be able to still see them. Or you could put them in a memory box in the basement with the pictures and the story that you've written about them. Another thing you might want to do along with memories is, if you've been in sports, like let's say you've played soccer every year for 6 years, or you were in t-ball and you have all the little... I'm so bad at sports, sorry, but all your uniform shirts. You can, for the holidays, ask for your mom or your grandma or somebody to turn those into a quilt for you. And then you can have that quilt on your bed made out of all of your t-shirts. And then that way you can keep the t-shirts, but you don't have to actually keep every single shirt. They put them all together into one quilt, and then you have the quilt and you don't have to store all of the t-shirts. Your mom could do the same thing with your baby clothes, like, because you probably don't care what baby clothes you wore, but a lot of times moms do care about the baby clothes that they bought you, and that's what I did. I took my kids' baby clothes and I sewed it together and I made it into a baby quilt and gave those to my kids, and now they're in their storage memory boxes. Another thing I want to talk to you about when we're talking about this toys, hobbies, and passions, One thing that really doesn't have a category is stuffed animals. And I know it is super hard to get rid of stuffed animals. And if you go to organize365.com and search for stuffed animals, you'll see two long blog posts that I wrote about how to get rid of stuffed animals. Because as you get older, you don't need as many stuffed animals. And I don't know, they just kind of take up a lot of space in your bedroom, and they're cozy and they're soft and they give you memories. But, you know, when you get to the point where you're decorating your room like a teenage bedroom, you just don't need as many stuffed animals, right? But it's super hard to figure out how to get rid of stuffed animals because, like, all right, so you're 15, you don't play with Littlest Pet Shop anymore. All right, I'll get rid of Littlest Pet Shop. But there's no age where you say, okay, I don't play with stuffed animals anymore. You know, I mean, they just kind of like stay like clothing. Like they're there almost like, I know adults that have stuffed animals, lots of them in their bedrooms. So it's kind of like one of those things where you finally say, okay, I guess I don't need stuffed animals anymore. And for some kids, they're pretty young when they say, all right, I'm done with all the stuffed animals. And for other kids, it's like high school, college, when they say, okay, I'm done with no more stuffed animals. And it's okay if you're not done. But slowly, over time, you start to get rid of some of them. So I want you to look at all of your stuffed animals, whether you have two or 200. And yes, I have been in bedrooms where they've had 200. So I understand about stuffed animals. So if you have stuffed animals and it's time to get rid of some of the stuffed animals, here are some of the ways I've helped other kids do it. First of all, you could just look at the stuffed animals. I highly, highly suggest you take all of the stuffed animals and like put them in the family room. Like tell them, hey, we're going on a field trip, stuffed animals. And you pile them all up and you take them to the family room. And then I want you to sort them like they live in a zoo. So I want you to put the bears in one corner and the dogs in one corner and, you know, keep making piles of all of your stuffed animals. Okay. Then I want you to go over to the teddy bear pile and you might have 20 different teddy bears. And I want you to look at that pile and I want you to pick your favorite two teddy bears and put those on the couch. Those are keepers. And then I want you to look at that pile and I want you to pick 2 to 5 that you for sure don't need anymore. You don't even remember where you got them or why you have them. You don't really need them or they creep you out. Like sometimes stuffed animals can creep kids out. Like they just look weird. Like don't like that one. Those go in a bag to be given away. Now you're left with animals that you're not really sure. And at this point, I want you to get rid of as many as you can. Really, really get rid of them. And if you can't, then go ahead and keep them. But remember, if you're like, maybe I could get rid of them, then take a picture and get rid of the animal. Keep the picture, get rid of the animal. So now you're going to go to the dogs. And maybe you only have 7 dogs. So in the dog pile, you're going to keep 1 or 2. You're going to for sure get rid of 1 or 2. And then you're going to look at the ones that you have left and say, okay, do I really need these or could I give them up? Now, this is like for your moms giving up shoes. So your mom is going to be like, just get rid of all the stuffed animals. And you'll be like, but I love the stuffed animals. Whereas if you went in your mom's closet and said, just get rid of all of the shoes, she would have heart failure because women love shoes. I'm just saying, women love shoes just like girls love stuffed animals. So it's hard to do. And if you can get rid of, let's say you have 10 different piles of stuffed animals, 10 different kinds, you have frogs and dogs and bears and giraffes and whatever, and you can get rid of 2 out of every single pile, I'm happy. Like if you can even get rid of some. And then I want you to schedule this field trip for your stuffed animals 3 or 4 times a year. So at the end of the school year, at the beginning of the school year, and at winter break, all the stuffed animals are going on the field trip to the family room. And you're going to do this every time. You're going to divide them into the kind that they are and then say, okay, I'm keeping 2, I'm getting rid of 2, and then we'll decide about what's left. Eventually, what will happen is you'll only have 2 bears in the pile. You'll only have 2 dogs in the pile. You'll be down to your favorites, but you'll also be getting older. And the older you get, the easier it is to let go of stuffed animals. And I want you to take pictures, have fun, maybe make a little scrapbook about your stuffed animals and put that in your memory box, because eventually most of these stuffed animals will go away. I do know a lot of adults that have, you know, 1, 2, 3 stuffed animals, but they don't have 200. So we're kind of working towards less stuffed animals. I'm trying to think if there's any other specific kind of toys that are really hard to decide about. Usually, in almost every single bedroom that I organize, we have like a junk box. It's not really junk, but it's a box where you put all those random things that you have that you're really not ready to let go of, like a super smooth stone that you found, or something you got in an amusement park, or this medal that you got, or I don't know, usually the stuff that you get like in amusement parks, or if you get this one gift at the holidays from a family member, but you don't have a set. It's not like you got something that goes with Littlest Pet Shop and you have a ton of Littlest Pet Shop things. It's like you got this random toy that doesn't really match other things, but you really think it's cool. Sometimes when you're younger, this is where your jewelry goes. And so it's just a little box that would sit on your bookshelf, and it would just be your little treasures, your small things that you like that don't really go anywhere, and you just kind of like looking at the stuff in the box. That's another thing that you might have. Okay, so this is a pretty big day when you guys tackle it, when you go through all of these toys, passions, and treasures. And you might have some toys that you always play with your siblings, and you always play it in the family room, and see if your mom will let you store those toys in the family room. But the older you get, the more everything you have is going to be stored in your bedroom, because remember, it's your little apartment. And that's what I want to talk to you about next week. Next week, we're going to talk about really when you are a teenager and you're getting ready to go to college. So the next podcast is primarily going to be for girls that are 14 to 18 or 19. And we're going to talk about how your bedroom really becomes a little mini apartment and how that translates to when you move off to college or get your own first apartment on your own. All right, well, have a great week.